Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held up standing with his hand on his car.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. A little blues music there. As you know by now, I like blues. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Brand new video up. We're going to put another one up pretty soon. We do that at least once a week, sometimes more often. We got lots and lots of podcasts there that are products of our show. We produced, as you may know, 2,600 different podcasts every year from interviews that I do, like the one we're doing right now with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Rob Hilson. Rob is the small business executive at Bank of America, and we're talking about their survey, the Small Business Owner Report, the first of ever of this report. And they're going to do two of these a year, and we'll be asking him to come back and bring us these every time they come out. And so check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rob, give us the website there where folks can find this report and see if they see themselves in these numbers.
We can go to bankofamerica.com, and I can follow up with you afterwards, Jim,
okay,
for specifics, and we'll get it back to the
listeners. Can we post this survey on our website? Will you allow us to do that?
I believe that's fine, but again, we can talk offline.
Let's circle back, and we'll get you back, because
okay.
I like for people to be able to go find these, and believe it or not, they'll spend some time in this. And so we want to be able to do that. We'll circle back, folks, and give you that later. Rob, what else did you learn from small business owners about what did they tell you about how much credit they need there and their, you know, whether they were able to get the credit that they needed? What did they say about that?
A couple of things that came out, Jim. When you look at their top concerns, number one on the list was the effectiveness of national leaders, followed closely by concerns about the recovery around consumer spending and then healthcare costs. Down on the list, it was on the list, but farther down the list was the availability of credit.
Mm-hmm.
And they also said 71% of them said they had enough capital to run their business. In the last couple of years, 78% who applied for credit were approved for credit. So I think it does maybe dispel some of the notions out there that banks aren't lending.
We're trying to make
every good loan we can.
This is something that I've been fighting since 2008. You know, every politician thinks that they score some points when they try to become the champion for small business. We're going to get this money flowing to banks. We're going to blah, blah, blah. Small businesses need the capital. You know, you hear all that. And I've said all along, hey, guys, banks have never stopped lending to small businesses. If the problem is not banks, the problem is the economy is so bad, it had been, that small businesses weren't asking for the loans. Bankers I talked to, Rob said, I can't get small business owners to come in for a loan.
Well, again, we're trying to make every good loan we can, and you're right, demand for credit has been way down, but the good news is it's coming back. And so we saw it in our numbers last year. New credit was up 20%. It's up 21% in the first quarter of 2012. So we're seeing improving balance sheets, improving cash
flows, the good
more
news.
Demand, and all of that is translating into more credit for small business owners.
And that's good news, Rob, because the businesses that are still in business today are the ones who figured out how to survive on what they have. And for them to be asking for more funding tells me, I think, that they're looking at an opportunity, because they would not be asking for help from you if they didn't think there was an opportunity to be acquired. What do you think?
Absolutely. 61% of the small business owners surveyed expect their business to grow over the next 12 months. So more demand for their products and services, and that translates into more risk-taking, and they're saying, you know what, it's time to buy that piece of equipment, or it's time to hire that new employee. And all of that is going to generate cash and also potentially require that they borrow more.
And another thing, it's never been cheaper to borrow money in my lifetime, in my business career. Rob, it's never been cheaper to borrow money. I mean, the rates you can borrow money at today, even at small business rates, which is, you know, prime plus 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 a lot of times. I've been there, done that, bought that T-shirt. Even at those rates, the rates that we have, it's never been cheaper in my lifetime.
The rate environment is terrific for small business owners, and if they're looking to buy, you know, that building that they've had an eye on, they've seen the price drop over the last 3 or 4 years, great time to go out mm-hmm. there and secure long-term financing.
Yep, I agree. Rob, in the previous segment, you talked about these 1,000 small business bankers you guys are putting on the street, and you got literally on the street. You're going to make them get out of the office and go out and call on small business owners where they live. And you said that they have some special credentials. I'd like to ask you if not, I'd like to encourage you to have those people go to bat for their small business customers against what I consider to be the something that's a little bit of an impediment to relationships, and that's the credit scoring process. Do these guys have the ability to say, okay, yeah, I know the credit score is this, but these people, I think we can count on these people. What do you think, Rob? Can you do that?
We can, and again, that speaks to why we have put them out on the street. Scoring matters. So credit scores matter, but it's not the end all. And everything we do is with judgmental lending, and having that advocate.
Go ahead.
For the small.
You're doing good.
I'm getting some background.
Yeah. Now you're good, Rob.
I'm sorry.
You're doing good.
Go ahead.
Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. We'll look forward to it, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Bankofamerica.com, right?
You got it.
And ask for that. Small business lender, folks. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.